Sitting in the car recording. It's dark outside and early in the morning. They should be working out. Instead, they're talking about their lives and what's going on. It's JJ and Shane on the pre-morning show.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the
pre-morning show.
Episode 98 of the freaking podcast.
Are you freaking serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. episode 98. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. It is 5:13 a.m. Nice, chill morning. Actually, not really chill at all. It's like 50-something degrees.
Well, it needs to be warmer.
Yeah.
It will be.
It's going to be 76 today.
Oh, seriously?
It's going to get up to 76.
Oh, heck yeah.
So, starting off the morning right, we are here in Shane's vehicle in the Pure Fitness parking lot. 5:13 a.m. I don't know if I said that.
You did say that.
All right.
You good?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
You're good. What? Do we need to restart?
Just got one question for you, man. How the heck are you, Shane?
I'm good.
Good?
Why? Right. Well, this just seems like a loaded question. You're looking at me up and down like
Nothing loaded about it. Just asking how you been.
How you been?
I've been good.
We had the Shore Scholarship thing yesterday, and we got another one today, so that's fun.
Okay. Okay. Where'd you go yesterday?
Stephen Decatur.
And where are you going today?
Mardella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you get to go 2 days in a row?
I'm going to all of them.
Oh, you get to go. Oh, did you help play them all?
I didn't. I'm not going to say
you were
that
tasked,
I helped.
You were on the team to plan them all, but you didn't do anything?
I'm not going to.
One of those?
I'm not going to say that I planned all of them or any of them, really. But I am helping with all of them.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
It needs my energy there.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to take pictures and stuff when, I need to get them pumped up, you know?
Yes. That is a key role. Maybe you didn't do any of the planning. Maybe you didn't do anything at all leading up to the events. But the day of the event, you'll show up.
I was not asked to do anything of the planning. I was doing other
stuff. Why do you think that is?
Excuse me. Planning events is just...
Just not your thing.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say it's not hard as long as you just like... reach out to the right people and make sure that they do it. You know, you just need to make sure people show up.
That's true. Planning events is all about just
other people
being a good communicator,
mm-hmm.
and telling people what you want.
Yeah. Just like any other relationship.
But you also have to have ideas when you're planning.
Yeah.
You can't go and tell people what to do if you don't have any ideas of who to contact. Am I right?
Yeah. Why are you talking like this to me?
Okay.
All right. So good communication.
So what time do you have to head out to Mardella today? Is it a breakfast thing?
9:15.
What are you guys getting as the...
I think Kellen's.
Kellen's? Donuts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I won't be having any.
No. Why is that?
I'm fasting. Still am.
You still? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Shane texted me yesterday morning and said, you want to fast until the eclipse? And I said, no, son.
Yeah. And I knew what you were saying at first. Son, S-U-N. Like, are you saying, are you saying no, son, like there's no sun, or no, son?
I had to say it again and add the comma.
And then I saw on Facebook you posted that.
The same
joke. Yeah.
Just a different way. I was proud of that one. For those of you who didn't see it, the joke goes like this. Wesley asked me, Dad, do you know what a total solar eclipse is? To which I responded, no, son.
Did that actually happen?
It did not happen.
Okay.
But I had to frame it
that way.
That's
even more dad-like to... to craft a scenario like that. But yeah, we're doing the fast, man. We're still, I'm about...
Who's we?
I'm almost... Me. Well, Allie is too. She's what also is, fasted.
What is this fast?
I've been wanting to do a fast that I've been feeling like I need to. It's just been, I don't know why. It's just been like, you know, I need to. You know, Jesus did it for 40 days.
You just haven't eaten?
I have. So there's a difference between fasting and not eating. That was we could get into that if you want to. But basically, a fast is like no only water and electrolytes and some supplements are fine. But nothing that causes insulin spikes or digestion. You don't want to start digestion. You don't want to start insulin spikes. And really, a fast is like giving your digestive system a break because it's the most labor-intensive thing that your body does. And so you're digesting like all the time because people eat. You're just eating all the time like most people do.
Okay.
Eat 3 times, 4 times, 5 times a day. It takes digestion probably like 3 or 4 hours to complete. And then you're eating again. And so you never really give yourself a break. But I use the solar eclipse as like a reason. I don't know. I was just like, you know what? I'll fast for the eclipse.
You're not going to eat until the next one.
No. That would be crazy.
It's called the solar eclipse fast.
Fast.
Yeah, what does that do? You only eat when there's an eclipse.
You only eat during the eclipse.
Sir, that's not very bright.
Seriously. Come on, man. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. So I can't have pre this morning.
Wow, you left me hanging.
No, I brought you some.
You left me hanging as in I'm the only one drinking.
Oh. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Right. I'll be fine.
So what did you actually eat yesterday?
Nothing.
Really?
I am about 34 hours fasted right now. I have not eaten since 7 p.m. Sunday.
When are you going to eat?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided. The max I'm going to do is 72 hours. If I don't make it there, if I don't feel like I need to make it there, I won't. So, today...
Are you going around telling everyone you're fasting?
No. I asked a few people to fast with me.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess this counts as telling everyone I'm fasting, right?
I haven't told anyone, but I'm sharing it on the podcast, which everyone's going to listen to.
I've been wanting to do this. It's a testament to discipline. It is. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No, it is.
Okay.
When you texted me, do you want to fast tonight? I was... Heck no.
Yeah.
I was, yesterday morning when I woke up, I was already thinking about the leftover bacon and eggs that was in the fridge.
That sounds really good.
It was very good. Had some with rice.
But I feel really good. It's just, I'm hungry, yeah. I am hungry. But it was the worst yesterday. Like, I was really struggling at like 1 o'clock yesterday. That was really hard. But once I got through that, I was like...
So is there a chance you might eat today for lunch?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if I start feeling if I start feeling ill, like, I really need to eat something, then I will. But I've never made it this far. This is the longest
especially after we end up getting a good workout in.
This is the longest I've ever gone without food.
Yeah. All right.
In my whole life, this is the longest I've ever gone without food.
36 hours. You didn't eat a thing all of Monday.
No. Just drank water. And today, if I don't eat...
You don't feel shaky?
No, not at all. I feel more focused. It's because a lot of people will fast, but really they're having an energy drink with sugar in it or artificial sweetener or something, and it breaks their fast. And then Then you're just not eating. It's not fasting. You can have black coffee and tea and electrolytes and other stuff, but no sugar, no creamer in the coffee. It's black coffee. I had tea yesterday, but without anything in it, just for some caffeine, because I think I was going through... I have caffeine every day, and I was like, yeah. I need something, because my head was starting to hurt. Anyway.
I feel like sometimes people fast, and they're like... Like, I have heard of some fasts where...
Sometimes I have people fast that they run fast. They go quick.
I've heard of fasts where they eat only, like, I think it's, like, very early in the morning, and then once the sun's up, then they don't eat. I can't remember if that was it, or if they fast all day and then only eat in the evening.
I think that's, like, intermittent fasting.
Okay.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
But I've heard about this 72-hour fast that you're only... People only really do, like, twice a year, two, three times a year.
So yesterday, did you take a lunch?
Yeah, I did.
For what?
I had to go home.
You're on a fast, buddy. You don't get a lunch break.
That would make me mad if somehow they knew and said, "Where are you going? Get back in your office. Fast boy."
Not so fast, buddy. You don't get a lunch break.
Oh my god.
Fasty.
Gosh. Just say salty.
Hey, fasto. Just a reverse
fasto. Fatso. Yeah. Just reversed. Oh my gosh. You want a donut, Fasto? Bet you do. Fasto. I bet you look hungry, Fasto.
Oh man, that's so funny, Fasto.
Oh my gosh. All right, house cleaning items real quick?
Yeah, house cleaning items. So, what did I have in here? I have a "should I be shut down" question for you.
I usually defend you in these, but we'll see. I haven't seen one yet where I say you should be
shut down. I don't even remember what the last "should I be shut down" was.
I think it was a Dollar General. You're in line or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
I don't remember what happened.
Should I be shut down? Okay, so... You know I'm a big fan of ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together, right?
Yeah. Special sauce.
Yeah. Usually dip my fries in it.
Did you start doing that after you watched Step Brothers?
No.
Because they do that in that movie.
It was just something that I've done. Like
fancy sauce. Is that? I think that's what you call it. Fancy sauce.
Yeah, I've done that. I don't know. I honestly don't remember how I started doing that, but I use it. Maybe it was Chick-fil-A, because I would put it on my chicken sandwich, ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together.
Okay.
So I do that at Chick-fil-A on my sandwich. I use that on my fries, mostly everywhere I go. And the "should I be shut down" is for what I'm... For a particular food item that I have used in the past to dip into ketchup and mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
Do you have any guesses as to what it could be?
Spam.
Ew, no. Although, actually, I feel like I should try that.
Ew, grow well. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. Little Caesar's pizza.
Okay.
Mixed with ketchup and mayonnaise. Should I be shut down?
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean mixed?
Ketchup and mayonnaise on a plate, mixed around. Take your pizza, dip it in.
Dip it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
ranch. People eat ranch with their pizza.
People put ranch, like make
I
pizza
do that.
Specialty pizza with ranch, like chicken bacon ranch pizza.
Yeah, I love ranch.
Why?
Pizza.
So somebody had to have made you feel like you should be shut down for that. Who was it?
I mean, any time that I do it, I feel like ashamed because it's like.
Well, if you think about almost any sauce, mayonnaise is a base to the sauce. And so you really just created a ketchup sauce, but made it thicker with mayonnaise. Like, if you think of, like, Chipotle mayonnaise and some Mexican sauces, they have mayonnaise in it just to thicken it, to make it more a little bit more creamy or saucy.
I feel like you're defending me on this one.
I am
so
definitely
thank you.
Defending you.
All
right. You should not be shut down for that.
Okay. All right. Whew, I feel better.
I think
about
something
it
that, like dipping pizza.
I'm gonna put ketchup and mayonnaise in my drink now.
So, ew, dude. Something that you would be shut down for, I think, would be like maybe honey mustard on a pizza or mustard. Like mustard on a pizza? That sounds weird.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. Ketchup and mayonnaise doesn't sound weird to me. Was it good?
It's surprisingly good. What kind really of pizza? Well, let me Caesar's pizza. The pepperoni.
Okay.
Pepperoni.
Okay. Have you tried the new ball things they have there?
Yes.
I heard that they're really good.
So we got that on Sunday.
How good are they?
The crazy, I think they call them crazy muffins.
I don't know, but I saw a video. They're good. This guy was like, dude, you have to get these.
They're good. I'm telling you, Little Caesars is revolutionizing the game.
What was in the ball?
So there were two different flavors that you can get, the ball
thing. I'm getting some weird.
Crazy balls.
I'm getting some satisfaction out of this conversation, for sure.
like food satisfaction?
Uh-huh.
There were two different flavors that I got. I got one that was pepperoni and one that was like garlic and herb.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they're almost like these little muffin-sized
So what's in them?
Pizza cheese? Bread. Yeah, they're cheese. It's basically...
So what's in them? Cheese?
Yeah, it's like a bready...
A little bit of garlic.
Cheese, garlic,
and some butter, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of butter.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of butter.
Wow.
The pepperoni one had a little pepperoni on the inside.
Oh!
Really good. So, we ordered Little Caesars after church, and we had two boxes of Crazy Muffins. I think they're called Crazy Muffins. We had a box of pizza, but it was half pizza... pepperoni and half cheese sticks I think is what they're
called. So what I'm half hearing
and we had a bag of crazy bread.
So what I'm hearing, okay. So what I'm hearing is you guys ate bread for dinner. Okay.
Yes, lunch. It was just like basically bread and cheese with a side of bread and cheese with a side of bread.
Oh, church Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Jeez.
Yeah, at one point Emily was like, I feel like I need to eat something.
Not bread?
Yeah, something real now. And she made a joke. She was like, what if I just went to the fridge and pulled out a sourdough?
She's in her sourdough era.
She is.
I love that.
She
sourdough's
is.
Sourdough's amazing for you, but it's also it just tastes really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have any extra, I'd love some. Well, not right now, but...
You're talking about the sourdough, the actual just sourdough itself?
No, the bread.
Okay.
What? You thought I was talking about eating the dough raw?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past
you. Because I said sourdough? Yeah. Oh, the dough's really good. You ever had the dill version? Dill dough? Yeah, it tastes really good with dill in it. I ate the entire dildo. Okay. So, what were we talking about?
I should not be shut down for ketchup and mayonnaise.
You should not be shut down for ketchup and mayonnaise on Little Caesar's pizza, but I have to kind of shut you down for eating so much Little Caesar's pizza after all of our conversations about dieting.
I didn't say I was eating so much of it.
Okay, so how much did you eat? Let me ask you this. Were you proud of yourself when you were done eating that?
No.
Okay, well, I'm... Let me rephrase that. Were you proud of yourself for eating as little of it as you did, or did you actually like
it? I was proud that I didn't absolutely stuff myself.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
That's all that matters.
We'll leave it up to you guys. Should I be shut down?
For ketchup and mayonnaise.
For ketchup and mayonnaise mixed with pizza.
I think no.
Okay.
It's a sauce. It's fancy sauce. You could put that on, like, anything.
Okay. A few other house cleaning items. I forgot to mention last episode that people were shutting me down for the word archetype. Apparently, it's not archetype at all.
Yeah, it's not, because it's spelled A-R-C-H-E-T-Y-P-E.
People that shut archetype. Me down included my cousin Keith, my wife, Emily, and Graham.
Yeah. Well, I think archetype was worse. Archetype is like, all right, I can see why you would say that.
No, I think Graham was saying archetype is the worst thing you could say.
I think he said the only thing more ridiculous than saying arch type is arc type. That is basically because that was your argument after I said archetype. You were like, if anything, it's arc type.
I mean, okay. All right. I concede archetype. And it's not archy type.
Uh-uh.
Keith said it's a very subtle E.
Archetype. Archetype.
All right. You learn something new on the podcast every day.
You do.
Okay?
You do.
Thanks for listening. another house cleaning item. You said that you had a friend of yours chime in on the smart casual subject.
Yes.
So a couple episodes ago, my brother-in-law, Ben, and his wife, Gwen, it's my sister-in-law, they went to an airport. They had special access to some lounge because of the credit card they have. And the dress wear was smart casual. And so we had a lot of debate as to what that actually meant.
Mm.
And you had your friend?
Chandler. Yeah, he's one of the groomsmen.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll know him.
I'll get to meet him.
So this is the message. This is the first one. He sent me three. But the first one, I think, was an accident.
Oh, are they audio? Anymore. Audio clips.
Audio clips. Right. Yeah.
Blame it on the mic.
When I think of you.
Turn up.
That's what he said. When I think of you.
When I think of you.
And why is it so quiet? Why is it so quiet? How do I get it to play like loudly? Okay. How do I do this? Why
can you
why
save
can't
it as a?
It's just playing now. It's just playing it as it wants to. We're having some technical difficulties here. It's not letting me.
Yeah, shut down audio clips like that. Audio text messages that you can't put on speaker.
Save to voice memos?
Yeah.
What do I have to do? How do I access voice memos?
And then search. Do a search for memo. There you go.
Dude, that's so annoying.
Send it like that. When I think of smart casual, I think of some of your outfits. You are smart and casual. Jeans, a polo's definitely smart casual if it's untucked. Comfortable shoes would play into that. Smart casual is basically the privileged way of saying don't dress like a slob or be fat in these lounges. Please.
don't be fat.
So, if you're overweight, you're just not allowed in? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know.
You can't dress smart casual when you're fat because
there's another one. This one's only 9 seconds.
No sweatpants, but like loose yoga pants somehow would get in. But you'd also have to have shoes that like look decent.
Dece, yeah, just short for decent.
I've never heard someone say a shortened decent to dece.
You haven't?
Look dece?
Yeah, you gotta
make
look
sure you
dece,
look dece. Dece nuts. That's what I think.
It's close. It's close.
Okay. Dece.
Going off of
I'm not cool enough to say dece, I feel like.
So smart casual is like polo, but untucked, because if you tuck the polo in, then it's like you're not casual anymore. You're like serious.
You think someone that's over serious wouldn't be let in because they're sorry, sir, you're too casual.
Yeah, can you
that.
Be...
I mean, you're too...
yeah.
What's the
can
opposite
you be
casual?
Overdressed?
You're too formal for us, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you untuck that shirt? Perfect. Come on in.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh.
There's just a bouncer in front of the lounge, looking you up and down.
Whoa. Belly's poking out.
Checking the brand of your jeans. Okay. All right. Aeropostale? Hollister?
What is his job?
You know, I used to work at Hollister.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Folded clothes?
I did.
Do you use that plastic thing?
I think a few times, and then I was just good without it.
Did it come, like, naturally to you because of, like, sweatshops and stuff?
did my inner being kind of, was just like coming out.
Some kind of memory.
Yeah. That's deep. Like, wait a minute.
In your brain.
I think I know this.
I did this when I was younger. Like, way younger.
Honestly, I only got like one paycheck from there. I was in high school.
You hated it?
I didn't necessarily hate it, but I just didn't want, I wasn't like a go-getter in terms of work back in high school. I didn't need to work.
Yeah, that's exactly, dude. And that's exactly why I got that email from that woman.
But you were in high school, you were in college.
I was getting into college. I mean, I had never worked in high school. So that was my first job, and my attitude was basically that. Like, I don't really
need this.
Yeah, I don't really need to be here.
I want to be here?
I was fortunate enough that I was doing it just for fun, basically. It wasn't very fun, though. Anyway, okay, so smart cash, got it. Got to look dece. And Amanda and Chandler texted me yesterday. Okay. Shout out Amanda and Chandler. They've been listening to the pod. Send me a picture of this.
Okay, what episode were they listening to in that picture? It
looks like 94.
Wait, can I see that picture
PMS
again?
Weight loss journey.
Okay, what kind of car do they have? Because that...
It's apparently dash a looks very really nice car.
I mean...
Shout out Chandler and Amanda's car.
You could be watching Netflix on that screen.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that is a... Wait a second. That is a huge screen. I didn't even realize... Now, the real test is... Is that that's Apple CarPlay, obviously, but is it the wireless Apple CarPlay? Or is it the, that's the new bougie thing, is if what? It's a wireless Apple CarPlay. You don't have to plug your phone in anymore.
Oh, it's just Bluetooth. But it's not like your typical Bluetooth, like, music, syncing just music. It's Bluetooth Apple Play.
Apple Play, yeah. It changes the screen to that. This has got
to
be a
new
car.
You need to share that on the IG and just say, hey, shout out. Thanks for listening.
You want me to?
Yeah, do that later.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening. Nice car.
Yeah, that is a very nice car. You could, yeah.
Amanda says, no better way to start the morning. Can I please request that you all do an episode where you talk about all the regulars you see at the gym in the morning?
Okay.
I said, there's lots of characters in there. Chandler says, would love some insight into your gym rat friends. And then Amanda said, yeah, I need the Shane and JJ take on those characters. And now we have done... an episode where we talk about some of the characters in the gym. We know we have Prince Harry. We have James Jonah Jameson from Spider-Man. He's in there sometimes.
Yeah, he is.
Ever!
We have Dr. Pendansky from Holes.
Yes, dude. The guy looks exactly like him.
Dr. Pendansky?
He looks exactly like him.
If you've ever seen Holes, the guy that's always got like the sunscreen on his nose.
Yeah, sunscreen on his nose and like ends and up being good at the end, right? Doesn't he end up being good?
Like, I mean,
switching sides almost.
He's just like that character that's on the bad side that you can kind of take advantage of.
Yeah. Okay.
And at the end, I don't remember what happens with him at the end, but I can just remember the warden, the lady, like basically like trying to put all the blame on him.
Okay. Anyway, so Dr. Pendansky.
I think that's his name.
We have Darth Sidious or whatever we called that guy.
Yeah, that always wears his hood like he's in Star Wars.
And he makes really loud sounds.
Yes.
Like really. Like obnoxious.
If we tried to make the sound, it would the audio would clip, so we're not going to do that to you.
Who else is in there? Well, I mean, the origination of the...
That's what I was going to say. That's where that came
that's
from.
That's where that came from.
It started from a guy.
I don't even know how many times a day I do that face and say, ugh. Because it's like our language. It can mean so many things. And now there's an emoji that looks like it that we use. That stupid emoji. But gym reference, I wouldn't say we're friends with any of the people in there besides, I mean, we see people like Rick. Yeah. Rick is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes to our church.
But the characters, usually we aren't speaking to the characters. I remember meeting Wolverine one time. You remember that?
He's Wolverine.
There was a Wolverine in there, and we actually met him. We told him he looked.
Yeah.
We told him
he looked. I haven't seen him in a while.
He looked exactly like Wolverine.
Yes.
And he was like, dude, that's the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Yeah. There's that other guy that looks like a superhero, the white guy. He reminds me of, like, Colossus.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's got the short brown hair.
Yep. He's big.
Yeah.
He's just solid. Tall and solid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You think anybody in there is looking at us like, man.
No.
Those guys suck. Man. That's what they're saying.
Those two gay guys are matching. That's what they say. Those two gay guys are matching
each other. You and I were wearing...
Because we wear the same exact outfit. And we don't notice until halfway through the workout, and you'll just be like, hey.
Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror. And I'll look at me, there's black shorts, maroon.
Burgundy shirt.
Yeah, burgundy shirt, black shorts.
Even down to our compression shorts are the same.
We have the same brand compression shorts, and we wear the same color some days. We're synced up.
I tried to, like, tuck my shirt in so I was a little bit different than you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I try to keep my distance. I'm like, we can't be, like, right next to each other. We can't be, like, right on top of each other.
Dude. Yeah, I wonder what people say. What character are we to them? I'm curious.
I mean, they got to be thinking something.
Like, hey, look at that Mexican Asian guy.
Mexican guy and that white guy. Here we go. They're going to come in here for 10 minutes and leave like they always do.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody has caught on to that.
Yeah. No, we've been doing good lately.
Yeah, we're in there for a full hour most of the days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And speaking of which, we got to wrap things up here shortly. I mean,
what time is it?
It's almost 5:45.
Oh, geez.
We only got a few more minutes.
Why are you talking like that?
What do you mean?
We only got a few... 5:45! We only got a few more minutes.
Sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
Come on! 5:45! It's almost time! Go to the gym! It's so stupid. Somebody mentioned my Chris Rock impression the other day, and I can't remember when
I did it. What did you say?
Why
I have to hear it.
I did it on the pod.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I did it on the pod! Now I can't stop talking like that. Oh, my gosh. I think I did something like this. I think I had...
It's pretty good.
I gotta go inside and take a poop soon.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That one wasn't as good as the first one.
No, it wasn't.
It's something like this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. Can you do any other black guy impressions? Denzel, Morgan Freeman?
I had done Morgan Freeman. I had practiced that for a while, but I don't remember. If I did it, then it would be recorded, then it sucked. I wouldn't be able to
redeem
myself.
I feel like... talking into a mic like this is the best time to try to impersonate him because he's got a lower, quieter voice, and the mic can really pick that up.
You're trying to get me to do it?
Do it. No, okay.
No, I don't know.
No, practice it.
I'll practice it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, maybe to close out the episode, I got a Shane Science question for you.
Oh, okay.
Shane Ryan Science Time.
Shane. Okay.
So, with all this eclipse talk, you know, I've had this question in my notes, and I figured maybe now's the time to bring it up. By the way, did you enjoy the eclipse?
We weren't in the line of totality, so I didn't...
Yeah.
It would have been way cooler. Like, there were some videos where, like,
completely
it turned dark, actually. That would probably... Can you imagine 5,000 years ago when nobody knew?
They probably thought, like... the world is about to
end. And then the sun just comes right back out.
If you were alive 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, let us know what you thought.
Let us know. What did you think when that happened?
Get a past life regression and then let us know what your past life thought.
Get a past life regression?
Yeah, it's like a hypnosis thing. It's like a type of therapy.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you can visit the past? Is that what you're saying?
If there are... hypnotists that can reach the subconscious mind and it starts saying things about different lives. And, you know, people have tested it and, like, gone out and, like, things are where those people said that they were. It's weird. There's some weird, weird
sounds
stuff.
Sounds demonic. Sounds demonic. Demonic? I would stay away from that. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
All right. I mean, you seem to know a lot about it.
I don't think it's demonic. I think demonic is if I'm, like, possessed.
Well, it's debatable.
Anyway, what were you going to say? The eclipse.
So, well, it has nothing to do with the eclipse, but it's just a question about space. Do you think that we could stand on Saturn's rings?
No.
No. You say that pretty firmly.
No, because Saturn's rings are like...
gas?
They're it's a bunch of rock, I think, just floating around. It's not like a solid piece.
Okay.
It's not... yeah. So I guess technically,
I mean,
yes.
So you could stand on a rock.
Yeah, you could, but I don't think it's not like a. I mean,
it's not a plane,
right?
It's not like a solid plane,
exactly.
And then you got to take into account gravity, right? So I mean, you might be floating up there.
I don't know how you would actually stick to a rock. You have to grab it.
Yeah,
you
hold
also,
on.
Also, we'll
to it.
Never know this because we'll never be able to go that far. I don't think. Maybe in a past life.
Saturn, can you name all the planets from starting closest to the sun?
There's a mnemonic tool that can, I don't remember what it is. I'm sure some people on here have a song. It's like a song. It's a song about the planets, and you say it's in order. But it's Mercury.
Okay. Yeah.
Venus.
Yeah.
Earth, Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mercury,
Mars,
Venus,
Jupiter.
Earth, Mars.
Neptune. Saturn.
No. After Jupiter.
I'm just trying to see
Uranus. After Jupiter, I'm pretty sure it's Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Because I think
Saturn,
I remember it spells
Uranus.
Out Sun, Saturn,
Uranus,
Neptune.
Pluto.
You got to give him a shout. Honorable mention.
For
Pluto.
Have you ever seen Pluto? I'm sure they have some pictures.
Yeah, of course.
How do you see that far? That's so far.
Well, you can't. I mean, you need a telescope.
I don't know. I think NASA's making stuff up too. They could CGI anything, and we believe it. Now look at this picture of Pluto.
That's
and everybody
true.
Would be like, whoa.
Yeah. The Nebula Galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, what is that?
Beats me.
Nobody knows. There's too much stuff we don't know.
Anyways, all right. So we resolved that. So you don't think we can stand on Saturn's rings. That's fine.
Where did
fine.
That question come from?
I don't know. I just remember thinking about it.
Yeah.
Being like,
I mean, Saturn's rings are so large. Like, us standing on it would be like, I mean, we one stone we could stand on would be like as big as Earth or something. It's not that
big. Are you serious?
I mean, it's huge.
Saturn is?
Oh, yeah. And the ring is
I mean, Jupiter's
huge.
Bigger.
Jupiter's the biggest, right?
Yeah, but isn't it just a giant ball of gas?
Yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't
like you.
You couldn't like stand on Jupiter. You'd just like fall through.
No, they've sent like some probes there and it just gets destroyed. Like
Jeez.
As soon as it enters the atmosphere. Because it's just storms. It's all just
really?
Storms and gas, I think. I don't really know.
Yeah.
To be honest.
It's crazy.
I'm not a planetarium guy.
No?
Never got into it.
Hmm.
I never like got into it, man.
Okay. All right. Hey, I don't blame you. Well, do you have any final words?
No, I don't think I do.
All
do
right.
You?
Nice little quickie episode.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
We'll get in, go do a workout.
There you go. 5:52. We'll get in there early.
We'll get it hard.
Yeah.
And then we'll work out.
All right. Well, also guys, as we approach episode 100, we want to take in as many questions as we can. For episode 100, we're just going to field a ton of questions. Hopefully. That's the hope.
AMA.
Ask me anything.
If we don't get enough questions, we could always do a little highlight reel.
Yeah. Or, combination of
your
share with us
things.
Your favorite moments of the pre-morning show. And we'll reminisce on
those. We'll reminisce,
those.
Yes.
And also, shoot us questions. premorningshow@gmail.com. Or you can Instagram message us, pre-morning show. Or you can just text us. You probably have our phone numbers, so.
That's so true, yeah.
Send us any questions you want us to ponder about. Or if you want to know a little bit more about our personal lives, ask us a personal question. We don't mind. With that being said, this has been episode 98 of the
Pre-Morning Show.
We will catch you guys next time.
Adios.